It was the gas man, James Fender, and Suzanne. This Tuesday afternoon, the middle of the afternoon, the 4th of April, 72. Channel 1 over and beginning the visit with the gas man, James Fender, and Suzanne. This Tuesday afternoon, the middle of the afternoon, the 4th of April, 72. Channel 1 over, beginning the visit with the gas man, James Fender, this Tuesday afternoon, the middle of the afternoon, and Suzanne, this 4th of April, 72.
Fine. I tell you, it's no fun to cook up breakfast on an electric stove.
I love it. I love it.
I thought that, darn, I never would like.
Give me something. I'm making out, trying to make out tax in there. Give him something to put his.
Work it out by an ashtray, and I'll get it. Thank you, man.
So I can deduct a little bit more.
There you go.
Let me tell you, you don't know Burnett. Now, he lives down the road there, Charlie James' old house. The only house on the right. And his boy lives there. He moved in with him. His house burned across the road there.
Yeah.
That's Burnett. I don't know his name. And now they get gas from somebody.
They get it from Green's Fuel.
Do they?
It's the same gas, but they get it from Green's Fuel.
Well, what I was thinking about, I know Burnett. He got so he's got that school bus, uh-huh. And he parks it closer and closer to the middle of the road.
I noticed that.
He's not what you call a modest man.
I noticed that, Seth.
How do you get by?
Just go out in the ditch and go ahead.
Go out in the ditch. Wait, so what do you learn? How much of these people do you see when you deal with them? You see, if you talk to, if you stopped there when he was there, and if you talk to him, you'd learn, because he's a great talker, you know.
Well, I don't have much time to talk.
But you can say a right smart just in passing.
Yeah, I only go out here once a month. He should have another place to park that bus.
He got a place, but he won't use it in his yard there.
Why, he's got that whole big yard.
I think the county could get him to move it. Because it shouldn't be sitting on the county road anyway.
Well, is that right?
Well, you know,
yeah, always got a hat. Some kind sits on the back of his head or on the side.
Yeah. I think they just sort of play along with him.
Well, that's probably true, too.
I don't know.
But still.
I just wondered, you might see other places, things like this, people who do like this. Hadn't thought of that.
No, not often.
You
don't find it too often.
You get around all over this place pretty much.
I cover part of three counties.
You just tell me, what is tomorrow be Flemington?
Orange Lake, Hackintosh.
Well, there wouldn't be any use of going around with you. Oh, I think it would too. You're just not letting on. You know the old Eli Witt. See, they go from one store to another, mm-hmm. And they got to talk to people else that their store don't buy from them.
That's right.
And now, you see, I have never been around with them, but I figure if I want to see the country, look at that beauty there. Any beauty?
Mm-hmm.
You working? minute, Frank.
Yeah.
I figured if I wanted to know what was going on in the country, I could get in with one of those fellas. Go around with him once or twice, and I know more about the country than politicians do.
You find out a lot.
Yeah.
Sure can.
And get interesting information.
Well, I'm going all the time. Like I told you before, usually I put off gas and I move.
Yeah.
I kill more time when I'm here than any place I go.
Yeah.
Unless I, you know, stop for lunch. Got a pretty heavy schedule.
Yeah, I realize after I saw your book out there. It's frightful.
I got between 500 and 600.
Yeah.
And do you have to go back and collect?
A lot of time.
Try to.
That's what I do all the time. That's what takes my time. If I could go and leave my gas, I need a tank of gas. That's what I was telling her. I got so many, they pay me $2, dollar and a half. That's one paid $4, $11, $4, $10, $7, $10, nothing, $3, $4, $5, $4.
Now these are white people too. Come on.
And colored, yeah.
That don't seem to matter. It's both.
Both. That's, you spend so much time, you got to figure how much gas they're using, and just when they're on the point of running out, and when you can go back and see them and get your money. And this takes time. And you let one of your good customers run out of gas.
Yeah.
That you don't worry about. Pay. We've talked about it time and time again. But what can you do?
Over there in the office.
What can you do? You can't leave the gas because they're not going to mail it in. They're not going to pay it if you're not there looking at them each week. The same day within certain hours.
So you're there face to face.
You've got to let them know you're going to be by there Tuesday at 11 o'clock between 11 and 11:30 or... If you keep moving, I can just about tell you the house I'll be at 12 o'clock, 9 o'clock.
Gee whiz. That pushes you.
Yeah. I practice going to work on time.
Yeah.
Now this boy that used to run this run.
Yeah.
He might go to work at 11 o'clock. I mean, I could. It's, the boss
yeah.
don't care.
Yeah.
And I finish up at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Dark.
Yeah.
I like to go to work at 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, whatever time they open, I go to work. Now, a lot of days, I'll load my truck and be gone. They won't even see me for 2 or 3 days. Because I'll load my truck and I move out before they ever open. I come back in the afternoon. If I get through at 2 o'clock or 3:30, I take me back street to the house. Because I've been steady at it all day, and I might go and take me a little nap.
Yeah.
2 or 3 days, I might do that.
Yeah.
But just going to work at 10 o'clock or 12 o'clock, I don't like that. Just like going to bed. I got a time at 9 o'clock, and that's it.
9 o'clock is what you miss.
I'd like to go to bed at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, and just miss it.
5:30, I'm ready to go.
Well, now you see, I just talk about it. I don't do it, but I ought to go... on the rounds with you sometime.
You'll ride with me one time.
Yeah. Yes, I would ride with you one time, you see. And I wouldn't be so ignorant, would I? I'd know more about... I'd learn more...
Things that you don't know about.
Yes.
You'd be surprised.
I'd see things I wouldn't believe, wouldn't I?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. You'd be surprised.
How about that?
Well, it's, yeah, I'm already thinking, look at here, you just have to time your visits when a man's about out of gas in order to collect for the gas mm-hmm. he's already used.
Yeah, I say 50%, if not better. If they're still cooking, they'll trust it, they'll risk it till next week. I don't care if I go around and pick the tank up, I said, it's almost dry. I think I'll try it the next Tuesday, next Wednesday. Maybe I'll make it. Tomorrow they call me.
You've got to make another trip out.
Either that or leave them out for a week. And you've got to work all of these different. Some you can make pay for a trip.
Well, can you?
Well, it costs money to drive this truck 40 miles. And say it takes an hour, hour and a half of my time that I should be working somewhere else. Now, I left here. Let's see. I left here last Wednesday. Well, I called in from Orange Lake. I had to where I worked, Boardman and McIntosh. And I had one out of gas, and it was their fault. West of Newberry, between Newberry and Trenton, they got full tanks. They got 100 gallons lined up. And I drove from here to Newberry and back, which amounted to 60 some odd miles, and they cried about $5. They owed $50.
Oh, when they owe you $50, they've got you with a tail, haven't they?
You got to kind of tread lightly.
Yeah,
good. If I pick your tanks up, I'll get somebody else.
Yeah.
We've had that. I told you about some of them.
Yeah.
As much as $200. I don't put out that much. But I got some on my book as high as $206.
It's been there sometime.
Supposed to be wealthy people.
Oh.
Can't collect a nickel out of it. The one in particular I'm talking about is a lawyer. Owns a big horse farm. You can't touch him. Unless that ticket's signed. If it's got his signature on it, you can't cool and get it.
A lot of them avoid signing the ticket.
Well, that's one way out.
Yeah.
I don't get any tickets signed. Not one. Don't have time to do all this.
Let me tell you. I'm down here. Faye bought this, his wife bought this old out here from this fine Cadillac place. Yeah, like old, isn't that it? Old Cadillac. Brazington, say, and again. And I know one of those Brazington boys, JJ. But I think, what is it? J.D., I forget now who it was, one of them down there telling me. He says those Cadillac owners, they had to get that signature there if they stood a chance to collect from them.
That's right.
The Cadillac people.
That's right. That's the one that hurt you worse. They hurt you big.
first place, you expect them to stay, I guess. That's the building.
Right, right.
Well, I saw that Sears. You look in the accounts and it, you know, black families come in and...
They'll come near paying you. I hate to say it, but they'll come near paying you than the whites. I know I got a book full of it out there. I can show you. Records.
She records his and the...
Credit office.
Credit
yeah.
office, yeah.
Well, you got my name up there somewhere in.
What was the funniest is having Diamond, the credit manager, the past credit manager, he'd have an account up there, $600, you know.
That's right. These guys working with us. I wouldn't dare owe the company what they owe.
Don't doubt me. If that's something.
I wouldn't dare. Never.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Now, this is talking shop, you know, but gas is sure nice to use, isn't it?
Yes.
It is nice for cooking. I don't know how I'd cook on anything else. I cook breakfast.
Very careful.
It's a job.
Oh, it'll spoil you.
It will.
It'll spoil you.
I'll never forget. We had one electric stove. Oh, it's been 20 some odd years ago. Second hand. Well, that's nearest nothing I've ever seen in my life. I'd rather cook outside.
Yeah.
So I got some butter stoves, electric ranges now that's better, but I still like my gas. I thought about putting gas lights in my house.
Gas lights?
It wouldn't cost you anything much, would it?
Not much.
But that's fine. It'd just be a little more trouble, wouldn't it? Just a little more trouble.
And I don't even use this gas. I use city gas. That's the gas. Cook with gas, I heat water with gas, I got 1, 2, 3 gas space heaters, gas clothes dryer. We have a gas refrigerator, but I sold it.
Say we don't go over there and get a demonstration from him.
You know, that's the best refrigeration you can get is gas.
I didn't even know they had gas dryers. Well, I guess I did. I just never thought about it.
I don't know it either. Run out of gas refrigeration, does that make as much noise as the electric?
There's no noise to it.
Oh, this electric thing, yeah, it'll run you out. You see that little door there? We had that sticking out here, and we couldn't hear ourselves talk.
Those high-powered ones, you know, with the freezer now. Mm-hmm.
Well, why in the hell don't you stop and tell people a few things?
The gas refrigerator, there's no working parts there. There's nothing that works.
You wouldn't believe it, but I didn't know they made a gas refrigerator.
They've made one for years and years. The toughest refrigeration unit there was. I think they quit making them. Servail made them for years. I got two complete burners at home, new burners. It's a little tube. It's a brass tube, not as big as this bottle. Not so long. Your burner comes out here and you jet on the end of it. This tube screws right on top. It's got an air adjustment. Out the top, it flames, got a little tiny flame. It's burned about so high. And it goes into a flue box. It's a square box with a round flue in it, about so big. And it's coils. It has ammonia. Your refrigerators have Freon. This is ammonia. It boils and makes the ice. All it does is sit there and gurgle, boil. And from that you get ice. where this is pressed through all these cooling coils. Your freon is. You get your freezing from pressure.
And you can't hear this gurgling?
Uh-uh. No, just there's a bubble. It'll go all through this coil. When people had, when they started having trouble with them, they would get, say they had discarded, put it out here and let it sit up a while.
Yeah.
Well, then you start it back up, it wouldn't work. Well, they found out it'd get airlocked. This bubble. You get to a point that it couldn't gurgle all around, see? You take it and you let it burn until it gets hot. Turn it off and lay it over on the side. Your burner stays on the left-hand side. When it gets hot, you turn it off, turn your gas off, no fire. You lay this box over on the side. And you leave it there to cool. Complete. Set it back up, start it back up, and it goes to work. They'll burn indefinitely. There's nothing to burn out, no working parts to it.
Well, don't they make them anymore?
I'm not sure.
Well, they'd make them. They would.
Woodard Coleman's got one out here. I sold Woodard one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How you get in there?
Down the railroad. It's not bad going in there.
Let
him go. No, he'll come out. I don't go in unless he's there.
Oh,
No, he's got some bad ones. He's always there.
You see that German Shepherd? I got that in the barn.
Yeah, he was telling me.
And you know what? He had more dogs than it. He didn't have a dog then. One of his dogs got killed, and all he had was the old chow. The old chow was old and bad tempered.
Well, he's got a chow-looking dog there now.
Well, that cum just come. That dog just dropped in there one day and saved. Before I got out there with that police dog. And when I brought the police dog, I said, well, you got one, Coleman, I'll take it back. He says, no, well, the thing of it was, he had always wanted a German Shepherd. And it was the cutest thing you ever saw. He didn't know whether a German Shepherd would mind a colored man. Now, he didn't say it that way, but well,
knew that's what he was working on.
I know that's what is in his mind. He wanted to see if she would heal to him. And she took right up with it.
Yeah. He's got control over him.
Yeah.
No, he'll come, if he's sitting on the porch, he keeps his gas checked himself. He's got a regulator like you got. And it turns red when I drive up, he'll holler and tell me to bring him to you.
Yeah.
And he didn't pay you just a dollar.
No. No, ma'am. He pays.
And just a receipt.
I can usually look at my book and tell just about the time to go.
Yeah.
I won't miss it one out of five trips that he won't have two empty tanks.
Two empty?
Yeah. I got him four. Used to have two. But I got him four tanks and then I don't have to go back as often.
Oh, yeah.
I put two tanks, he pays me for two tanks.
Yeah, you got money to pay you.
That's right. It would be, but I know everybody don't have it at all times. But a lot of them have it that you can't get.
You know, when did you say you was over there?
The Coleman's?
Uh-huh.
I'd have to look in my book.
Been last month?
Yeah.
Well, you see what's happened to this road?
I went in there when it was bad. Well, they had that thing bad one time.
Yeah. Well, that's going to get worse.
Yeah, so when it gets dry, they should go in there and put some rock in that road.
Yes, they should.
Well, see, there was a time that he was parking his pickup out at this trailer.
Yeah.
He's driving his mule back and forth. That's so bad.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he'd leave his pickup out here where he could go to town. So bad he couldn't go through it. No lights, no electric. Just got a gas stove and gas refrigerator.
No gas light.
And the only trouble he has with his refrigerator, I guess the old house being so dark too, it's dark. That one little tiny light up under that refrigerator in the summertime,
yeah.
The little tiny bugs they collect and then they'll drop down in the tube, see.
Oh.
And eventually it'll get to where it won't burn. It has to burn just so to freeze. If it don't burn just right, it won't freeze. And they'll drop down on top of this little jet. It'll go out. I have to slip that burner off every once in a while, blow the bugs out, put it back in and go ahead.
Yeah.
It's a neat outfit. Very neat. Well, you know, your better travel trailers have gas refrigerators.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But I guess
you can get a combination, gas, electric, or 12 volt. Run it off your vehicle, and gas, or house current. All you have to do is switch. Switch it to either one you want.
Now, Bob Becker is the one that's got them melons. You know him.
Mm-hmm. That's his down the railroad?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't know Bob Becker. I just know who he is.
Well, I don't know him either.
I stopped in there one day to get some gas just after I found out he had melons, and I said to him, somebody to know why he said he had 125 acres. I said I couldn't sleep at night if I had 105 acres of melons.
No, I tried. I tried 15 acres one time.
Oh, that's right, you did.
And you didn't sleep either?
No, ma'am. Not till I got my dollar back.
$1 million.
Well, I got a little more than that. But for the unrest? No, sir.
A man got to have a strong constitution.
I like it in my hand, where I can look at it. Not out there in the ground.
Yeah.
I made about $200.
It's hardly worth the worry, I guess.
No, it's not. And then we had some cold weather too long. And it killed part of them.
And it'll stun them, that's the worst thing.
Well,
you let them keep growing, but they won't grow. So you do better just to start all over again.
I was out there before daylight looking at them, see if the frost was on them, and see how many was killed. And sitting up, waiting till it got daylight enough to look at them.
15 acres is a lot of melons when you go
out. You're not kidding. When you don't have any money to put in them. Now, if a man's got money, that's all right.
Now, what were the circumstances? I forget how you happened to get into that. Was it your daddy?
No.
Your neighbor?
This friend of mine was planting. And I just asked him one day, I said, how about, now that I go about planting some watermelons, I'm going to get rich. I'm going to make me some money. He said, I'll help you plant. Let's go out here. And he said, I got 120 acres that I'm planting. He said, there's 15 acres just below this 100. He had 100 acres in one patch. You knew Charlie Passley, didn't you? Williston?
I don't know anybody Williston.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Charlie had a little...
I knew old man Perkins.
Yeah, yeah. He had this little spot of 15 acres. So I go to him, I rent it. And $75.
What?
$75.
Yeah, that's just the beginning, you see.
Well, that looks cheap at that point.
You know, I knew I could pay him when I made my money, see, when I got rich. And I told him I want to rent that piece of property. He says, all right, fine. That's when you want your money, anytime. He said, don't worry about it. So I asked Ray Lee. I said, what I do next? He said, "Well, I'm fixing my land." He said, "I'll just go right on through and fix your 15 acres too." And I said, "Oh." And I was going to help him for helping me, see. So we split it up. I said, "What I need now?" He said, "Well, we need a load of fertilizer. So many pounds of seed. I forget about $10 a pound. I don't remember how much it was." So I go to mixing. That was Johnny Mixon, what all this stuff I wanted. Well, they got up, got to growing, had to be sprayed. Had to be side dressed. Had to be tractored, and had to be turned, vines turned, and all this.
And that turning takes a crew.
Yeah. I made watermelons. I had these cannonballs, black diamonds. I had them weighed as high as 82 pounds. I had watermelons this big.
Good Lord.
You just look out over the field and they were standing up above the vine. Oh, I couldn't wait.
Yeah.
The man I was in cahoots with, he was doing all the selling, taking in the money. Put a big roll in this pocket and give me this little bit. Well, I kept sticking mine back because I seemed like about $1,500 worth of materials and all I had to pay for. So I didn't spend a nickel. I didn't buy a Coke or a cup of coffee or nothing. Nothing. So I saved all this money back. I go around and pay all my bills. So I had about $200 left.
What was the price that year?
Two and a half cents.
God almighty, you all got rich, aren't you?
Yeah. No, I had several people told me this. So you're a good friend of mine, and you've been in the watermelon business. You've been doing it for years, and you knew the yield, and he said, "He's taking you for a ride." I said, "I can't help it." I said, "I don't know."
You know, I saw that. I saw that done. And you know, I wouldn't take anything for that.
And he actually lost some of his good friends that thought more of me than they did him. That's a fact.
You know?
Because I could see it. And I didn't know. It was something new to me.
I'll tell you who it was. I never can remember the name. It was over here at Cross Creek. Over there was Berman Dodd. And there was, what is his name? And he died a little bit after that. And you one of his friends, Dick Wilkerson. They live up at Windsor, did. He said, "Dick didn't mean anything." He says, "He just can't stand to see somebody else make something out of it." They had 50, 75 acres over there that year, and melons were selling for 3 and 4 cents.
That's money. I've seen it since then.
And you know, he held up picking them melons. He held up cutting them melons. As long as he could, he wanted to buy that other fella's interest in them for $1,500. And he finally got it up to $2,000.
Yeah.
And the man had more than that already in fertilizer.
That's right. I remember.
What happened?
But see, his friend over there, he knew him. He knew him way back. It was no surprise to him. He says, "Dick's a fine old fellow. He just can't stand to see anybody else make something."
That's right.
They didn't sell out.
No. Well, I have seen, I've seen fields. Well, I know one man in particular, a good friend of mine, that planted with another fellow. And this guy, a friend of mine, is a block and brick mason. He works for a living, but he makes good money. His farm, let's see, it's been, I think, 8 years ago. They had some watermelon out in Sandhills out west of Williston. They had Charleston graves that long. And the vines all died. Shame. They didn't pick a melon. They didn't sell a melon. And he paid for this fertilizer and seed bill for several years, so much a month. This guy has never given him a nickel yet, his part. So he went, Bill went ahead and paid it off. And him working for weekly wages. This guy might grind feed for you.
No, I've never dealt with him over there in the feed. Never have.
Smith, he got a feed grinding machine. He goes around. I know he comes all over in this part of the country.
Yeah.
Well, that's the one that stuck it.
Yeah. No, I've seen them fellas operating, but I didn't.
Now, he's in business, and I don't know how much money he makes or how much his income or anything is, but he owes this company over $100 just for gas at the house. And it got so high they stopped it. And the car tank out there, he'll pay for one tank and that's all.
Yeah.
And he'll never pay this other deal. He'll never pay it.
He just wiped slate clean, decided he'd start over.
Yeah, that's right.
The only Smith I know, the nearest one to Williston, is this young fellow, that's Cedric.
Cedric, yeah.
Cedric.
That's different.
That's different. He's
that's
a rich man.
Yeah. Oh, he's, yeah.
Yeah, that in is
yeah.
Trouble.
Yeah, they own a lot of property. Cattle. Yeah, that's a different bunch altogether.
Yeah.
These are good people.
Yeah. Well, he sure married a nice woman.
Yeah.
I tell you who she is. She's old man Doak's daughter.
Who?
Old man Doak. He's one of the fine people left. He's old now. Out there towards Santa Fe. The place before you get to Santa Fe.
I know his wife, but I don't know him there.
She's a beautiful girl.
Yeah.
But she's Doak's daughter. And he's one of the finest people in this whole country. I know him, but he don't know me. I've never had an opportunity to.
These Smith boys are workers. They don't sit still.
Yeah.
They work.
Now that's no kin to old Everett over there.
No, I don't think, No, I know Everett. I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
But Everett's got a brother that lives right there close to him.
Yeah, Everett and
Ernest.
Yeah.
Gosh, you do get around.
At least he'd tell you who lives in every house, couldn't he?
I know a lot of people.
My goodness, I didn't realize it.
A lot of people. Well, I work, you might say I cover every inch from north of Micanopy through here into Ocala.
Into Ocala?
Including Ocala.
Mm-hmm.
West Ocala.
And then at Newberry area.
Archer and Newberry.
He probably knows my uncle.
I bet he does.
Eddie Smith?
Eddie Smith.
He lives on, you know, the Wilson Newberry Road. He lives about...
West?
Pine. Yeah.
West.
He's got about 300 acres of pine trees right now.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether he was operating in his time or not.
I know from Smith, I think.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
he has
12 brothers, I think, something like that.
Oh, really?
Almost.
Well, now, he's elderly, isn't he?
Yeah, he's about
60. 60?
Wife's name is Moselle, I think.
And they were in cattle, I don't know where they farmed or what.
Cattle, yeah.
And they're west of town?
But he's
not really. You know, we take that intersection, that tackle shop, that green we live straight on down that road about 3/4 of a mile, and then just about.
You go across railroad.
Yeah.
I bet I used to go to his house.
I think he uses butane now. He's got
huge. Yeah, he changed. Fine people. Like to talk. He liked to talk a lot.
Great talker. Yeah, great talker from what she says.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to worry about the conversation when you go there.
Uh-huh. Hey, I know who she's talking about.
You probably know him better than I do, because I've only
you know,
kind of distant to my husband, and I've just been over there two or three times.
But I know a lot of people I can't call names.
Yeah.
I see so many people I can't keep up with their names.
Yeah.
Know them. A lot of times.
Now look at that handsome fella. See him there?
Yeah.
Look at that head. The big one. Do you see him?
Right, he's getting redder and redder.
You see him?
Yeah.
He's eating suet, you see. If you want those fellas to come around and visit you, put suet out. Now you want to get the, you don't want the stringy suet, you want the
kidney
suet, you know, the crumbly, where they can get a hold of it.
What's it called?
Well, you know he knows, you know he knows he's pretty, don't you?
He's got to know it.
You know, it's just like a horse when you put a little brass on him and some little...
make him step a lot lighter.
And you notice that?
It'll sure do it.
It
will do it.
It don't take much to do it, huh?
That's right. I tell you, animals are not, they're not fools. They got plenty of sense.
Now, when I was growing up, people were like that. A little girl would put a ribbon on, you see, and she'd just be a butterfly after that.
Not like that anymore.
Now,
people change. Times change.
Hold up now.
What day you want to ride with me?
That's a good thing.
Well,
I tell you,
I just go on. I just keep it going. I know how to stay out of people's way. I don't bother them. You know, I got so I can work with people and not worry them. But most people work with me worry me. They're watching me all the time, asking me what to do next, and I think, well, God damn it, if you keep your mouth shut, I'll tell you.
If you just watch me, I'll show you. Stay out of my way.
Yeah.
I wish you would ride with you. I think that'd be fun.
She gets rid of me. I get so honored. I'm so hard to leave.
I have a free day. Take him off. Keep him a week.
Well, I'm fixing to quit now. I got. Two more on my way in.
Well, I don't want you to take him now. I want you to take him early in the morning and keep him till late night.
Well, I go to bed at 9 o'clock now.
Okay.
Well, I wish I had time to come out here and mope around one day.
Well,
I tell you, these people in cities and towns, that gets the highways, it gets just as old as anything.
Don't you have your place where you can go out in the woods? Keep on
to
that.
I don't have much time to go.
He's got a trailer out somewhere.
I got a little trailer over at Eureka, out of Fort McCoy.
You're going to get
all that money. Planning on going this weekend, the first time in 2 months, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Yeah, 2 lots over there.
You got used to. I haven't been in Wilson a long time, but when I was around there, they had a lot of land around there, you see. And it was nice just knocking around.
I tell you, that place is building up pretty fast.
Yeah.
There's people moving out from down south up this way.
Yeah.
More open.
It's overflowing down there.
I got tired of that.
Oh, that's right, yes. I remember we talked about that.
Yeah, putting trailers up on landfills and all you got is sand.
That's right.
Trailer after trailer.
Yeah.
All this property back between, from Williston, west, between there and Bronson, of course, it's sand hills. That's what it's called. Black Jag Ridge.
Yeah.
They're buying that property and grassing it. And
Don't worry, when you coming down here, you stop by and think about it.
Alright. Sure will.
Have to see now. that gas refrigerator, I'm going to look into that. They make plenty of them. They just don't make that old kind. Know what you mean?
Right.
Yeah.
I got to where, since I got into the gas business, I hated one of them. Well, this refrigerator here weighs, say, 240 pounds. In a gas box, it weighs 700.
700?
Takes 2 or 3 men to handle one. They were built. Good material.
You mean they're still on?
Yeah. I don't know if it's insulation, what? You take the box from Woodard's got back there. It's a nice box.
Yeah.
But one man don't handle it around.
Oh.
Enjoy the visit. Thank you for coming by. Now, when I called over there this morning, I said I got a guess. I didn't mean that I was hurting, because I can always feel these things. Don't go out of your way on my account.
Well, if I figured you would hook up one of these small ones.
Oh, yes.
First. If I hadn't thought so, I'd have been running over here in 30 minutes.
Oh, no, it costs too much. I got so I don't want people to lose money on me. I used to. Wasn't noticed it, you see.
That's right. Well, I'm not the same way. I mean, I don't want people to bend over backwards.
No, I wait my turn. If I'm hurting,
That's right. Young lady, glad I met you.
Nice to meet you.
You want to take these with you, or you want me to get them fixed?
Well, have them check this one valve. See, we don't have any way of filling them.
Oh, don't you? Well, they can fix them up here, right across the road.
But I don't. That valve is not bad. The valve itself is just in the seat. See what I can figure out. It's full of gas.
Yeah.
That one is.
Yeah.
They can have one empty. All righty. And I'll see you in a few days.
Right on.
Before the spell comes along, I can kind of coast. Then we might even ride around a while. Might even go fishing.
Channel went over around 800, 820, and the end of the visit with the gas man, James Fender, and Suzanne this Tuesday afternoon, the middle of the afternoon, the 4th of April, 72. Channel went over around 820, and the end of the visit with the gas man, James Fender, this Tuesday afternoon, the 4th of April, 72.